Chance the Rapper will be part of the New Year's Eve celebrations here for Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve. He'll be hosting the Central Time location here in Chicago on New Year's Eve, which I think I find him so likable, right? And
oh yeah,
he's given millions of dollars to Chicago public schools. I actually enjoy it more than his music, his Saturday Night Live hosting. I think he's done it twice. I think he's really funny.
He is, and I do follow him on social media platforms, and he always makes me laugh. And I only had one encounter in an elevator with him. And he was so lovely. Not a person with him. He just jumped in the elevator as the elevator doors were closing. And I sat there thinking, oh, my God, that's Chance. What should I say? What should I say? What do I, you know?
Was he cool? He was nice.
He was so cool. I just made small talk. We got off at the same floor. He was going to, he was going to one of the radio stations. I was going to my radio station. And I just find him so interesting because you're right, Bob. He's given so much money to Chicago public schools.
Yeah, a positive presence in the arts and likable. And you didn't harangue him for an autograph.
So never.
Kudos all around.
That's a positive.
Yeah. And not that I didn't want to. I was going through all my old posters. I think I came across about 200 posters and hatch prints from concerts and stuff.
Oh, I saw you posted that. Yeah.
Yeah. And one was a Chance the Rapper poster.
What?
And I'm like, where did this come from? Because I've never been to one of his shows. I don't know. And
what are you going to do with all those posters?
I decided that I'm going to frame the ones that I love, and the rest are going on a Facebook Marketplace near you.
Oh, there you go. See, you've already got the bug.
It's a good way to make money.
Facebook Marketplace bug. Yeah. It's hit you.
I know. It did.
You're going to start selling everything now.
Ordered my first thing, and now I'm like, I'm all in on this business. What's your story today, Jack?
We'll go a pro Connor Bedard story here since he's getting negative publicity. He got his 100th assist over in his career over the weekend, and they're back at practice today. And the Hawks media, like social media admin, does like a lot of content and stuff. And so they put 100 plastic apples, because that's what they call assists in hockey, apples. They put 100 plastic apples in his locker. And it was funny. He's normally used to them pranking him. They do a lot of videos where they try to make him do goofy stuff. And it took him like a couple minutes to realize what it was. So it was kind of funny to see that. But congrats to Connor. He got 100 apples. And he said he's probably getting rid of all of them and keeping one of them for a memory. But there's a pro Connor Bedard story.
How old is he?
20.
20. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I just applaud him for his grace and his restraint. Colin, do you have that audio that John played earlier that we could share again? If you didn't hear it earlier, an autograph seeker approached Connor on the street when he was out with some buddies and, you know, kind of harassed him over an autograph. Just wouldn't take no for an answer. And I felt like this, number one, was someone who was looking for clicks because he was filming him. And I would be hesitant to sign something if someone had a camera in my face as well. Like, they're just looking to stir something up. Mm-hmm. But, Jack, you said you see this guy post a lot of stuff, and he doesn't sell the autographs?
I don't think he does. He's used that line before, like, he could personalize it for a few people. But, yeah, he kind of does, like, the POV camera. I don't know if it's, like, I think there's, like, glasses you can use to record nowadays, or if like he just has like a GoPro like on his chest or something. But once you get a no from him, I feel like you should move on. But it looked like it was him and some of his teammates walking around maybe the city going back to the hotel when they're on the road or something like that. And like I said earlier, if you see like an adult like kind of hounding you for an autograph, you kind of get a little suspicious of them. So
yeah,
that's just kind of where we're at these days.
Here's the audio.
Connor, can you please sign a magazine for me, man? You could personalize it, please. You could personalize it. There's only three of us. I've never gotten your autograph before. You could personalize it. Please? What if I write to Joanna? I've seen one of these magazines signed before. And you're the only person I've never gotten.
Was that a swear there, Colin? Was that a swear that you need to hit? Okay.
What can I do to say yes? It takes 2 seconds to sign. Can you just walk and sign it, please? Thank you, man. Appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you, Connor.
Okay, a couple things I don't like about that. He seemed too in his face. We all know that if you say you can personalize it, it means you can't sell it. The resale value is not as high if it has someone's name. But he also said, I'll write in the personalization.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
You know, that,
yeah, right. Like he's going
to do that. I don't like that guy one bit. I don't know who he is. I don't mean to judge harshly, but I am because I think you need to leave our superstar alone.
Yeah, he's got a lot of spotlight. And like we said, he's 20, and I think he's handled it pretty well. And I think he's just trying to get back to the hotel. He might have the game later that day. And he was wearing Bedard's wearing like a t-shirt and shorts and everybody else had pants on. So maybe they're just trying to get to the hotel. It's cold out or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Or you just don't feel like signing it.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
It's that off day doing your own thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when I mentioned the swear, I don't know if you heard, I get the real feed in my headphones and the guy said the S word and I saw everybody's head turn because we were like, wait, that can't go on the air. And Colin's like, I got it. I beeped it. He's a pro.
Colin's got it.
I'm messing around. Mary, what's your story today?
Okay, so remember last week, I think it was, I was talking about Miss Universe and all the weird stuff that's been going on in the Miss Universe pageant. Well, last week, one of the judges quit. There was foul play on social media that he was mad about. Did you see the one contestant that fell off the stage?
Oh, my gosh.
So Miss Jamaica wipes out. She does, I don't know, I think she fell flat down on her face during a evening gown. You know, they wear all those beaded gowns that weigh about 300 pounds a piece, and she had the heels on. So she does a, you know, plants her face down, and she's still recovering in Thailand. That's where everything. Now, another contestant who finished in the top five, Miss Universe Africa and Oceania, I think is her title or something. She's quitting. So she just like, she finished in the top five. She's like, I'm quitting. This contest is, you know, I don't know what the reason is. She just doesn't think, she said something about equal opportunity wasn't there, not excellence in the pageant anymore, blah, blah, blah. So she's dropping out. I'm like, why do they even have this thing anymore?
You know, there's something going on in all these pageants, and women are finally standing up and saying, you know what? I'm not gonna participate. I'm walking out right now. In fact, that one I was talking about, I don't know what it was, but they all got up at once and left, and whoever's putting on the conference said, stop right now. If you walk out that door, you'll never be in another pageant again. And
That was another thing. I forgot about that one. That was before the pageant.
Yeah. Same pageant then, right?
Yeah. This is all the Miss Universe. It happened in Thailand. Yeah.
Something screwy's going on. And I just wish that they would speak up. But my feeling is they sign NDAs, non-disclosure agreements, and they can be sued. But hopefully one of them will speak up and say what's going on, because it seems something bad is happening and we're just not sure what it is.
And when they do speak up, they speak so vaguely, you know.
Right.
And it's like, what are you even saying?
They have to be careful with their verbiage for sure.